At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, on today's Nothing Major, grass court season is upon us. We're going to talk Queens and Halle. They got the two big 500s. We're going to cover the list of teams that are currently signed up for the U.S. Open mixed doubles. And we're going to do a segment, and the segment idea is, if they weren't a tennis player, what would their job be? So let's get started. All right, everyone. Welcome to the Friday Show. I got Steve Johnson, Charlie Fox, the team at SIFT, John Isner, and Jack Sock are joining later in the episode. They are both busy right now, but they will be here later in the episode. Grass court season is upon us. We're going to talk Queens and Halle. They got the two big 500s. I mostly played Queens. Stevie, we kind of hinted on this Monday. You were kind of like a 50-50.
Yep.
Queens may be the more fun tournaments in London. There's more things to do. Halle out on an island by itself. Like Stevie again touched on that. There's not a lot to do, but it is a nice tournament. Our counterparts who aren't here, John played Queens like one time. Jack played Queens one time. They never played that week. A little strange almost, because like John and Jack were both actually good grass court players. You played them both about half the time. Did you prefer one to the other? If you could go right now and play Queens or Halle, you're getting zero appearance fees. You just got to pick one. Where are you going?
Queens, for sure. I mean, it's the best tournament. I think one of the best tournaments of the year. They have everything you could possibly want there in an event. And selfishly, we spend 90% of our year in a hotel, basically. And for us, you know, the four of us always got a house. Like, we'd get a house and our families would come over. So it was nice to play that Queens week because you could get a house for a month. You would just rent it for the month and you felt like you were at home. You didn't have to be in a hotel room. You can cook meals. You can kind of have this just different vibe for the grass season. So I enjoyed playing Queens more when I did get into it. Obviously, that cut was always a bit stronger. So sometimes I was, you know, on the edge of both, and I would sneak into Halle, so I would play that one just because I'd rather play a main draw 500 rather than a qualies of a 500. But the tournament itself, and they're so accommodating. I'm drawing a blank right now on the concierge guy's name.
Frazier.
This guy Frazier was a legend. Like, you could be like, hey man, like, you know, tickets to a show in town, like anything you needed, dinner reservations, and they would just dial you in. And it was nice because that week was pretty low stress compared to Wimbledon. So like, you would go into London quite a bit, go to dinners, go to a show, take it a little bit more relaxed. Because once you get to Wimbledon, it gets pretty stressful just with the environment. But both tournaments are really well done, but completely, completely opposite from one another.
Yeah, you said Queens in London cut was usually a little stronger just because I think most guys preferred that, like, I can just go there and stay in London for a month. Through yep, Wimbledon, that's why sure. It was always a little stronger, but both were nice. 2010, I don't want to toot my own horn. I did win the Queens Club. It was not a 500-level tournament when I won it. Should have been. These were the seeds when I won Queens Club. Nadal, Djokovic, Murray, Roddick, Cilic, Monfils, me, Feliciano Lopez.
Unfortunately, Sam, it's been brought to my attention. Incredible week by you. So happy you won Queens. It's one of like the coolest events of the year. Never beat anyone inside the top 70. And you just found that out. And I feel like we kind of burst your bubble a little.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed actually. Because like, I feel like
15 years later, do you feel like you should go back to Queens and like take your picture down or like make it smaller at least?
No, that's nonsense. Come on now. Okay. I just read you the seeds.
Just checking. A title's a title.
I would have thought Malise ranked 74 would have been a little higher. Schuttler, who was very good, 82. And Fish was ranked 90. Marty Fish ranked 90 on the ground. That's a travesty. I mean, he's way better than that.
I'm not taking anything away from you, but it just seems crazy to see those guys. None of them are in the top 70 because a lot of those guys are very, very good grass quarters.
Yeah. Malise beat Novak that year. Feliciano Lopez beat Rafa. And I just backdoored my way into a 250 title at the time. although, you know, a lot of people say Queens is actually the fifth most important tournament in the world. Like, I don't need to name names, but there are people.
Even as a 250?
Even as a 250. It's the four majors and then Queens.
I don't want to bring up any, I know Marty Fish is a big listener of this podcast. What was the locker room like? How was the vibe after? You guys shared a coach, David Nankin, played each other in a final there.
Marty and I shared a coach that whole year. David Nankin, Nanks, as we call him. He just sat up in the top and watched. I don't even know if he warmed up with either of us. Just sat up there as a fan and watched. Marty served for the second set at 5-4. Lost serve. Then I held. Then I broke him. He played an awful, last 8 minutes. He would admit that. We were friends, too. We're still friends, just so everyone knows. he was bummed. He sat in the locker room with a towel over his head for a long time after that. I think he really wanted to win that tournament as everyone. I mean, that's such a cool tournament. But, look, if you're going to win a tournament, it makes it better if you don't beat, a friend in the final. You know, it's a little bittersweet. But I also, don't care now. And I got the trophy.
Yeah, a title's a title. You know, it's what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, and that was back then too. We said it on Monday, Nadal would win the French, then go to Queens. Sometimes he wasn't locked into Queens.
I feel like he was win one match and be like.
I mean, 75% of the time. I think he won Queens 1 year, but this was back too when in between Roland Garros and Wimbledon, there's only 2 weeks. So Nadal would win the French and then he'd play in Queens 2 days later on Tuesday. Yep. So insane. Zero grass court prep, zero time to have fun, after winning the French. But yeah, Nadal actually won it 2008. He beat Djokovic in the final. How about that?
Yeah, there was 1 year I was in Halle, actually. I forget, it's hard to keep track of the years Rafa won, winning the French. But one of the years he won, we were at the tournament, CB, Craig Boynton and myself. We're hitting on a Monday afternoon. I played Tuesday, right? So we're just we'll go out there at 3 just to hit some more serves to get ready. And they take all the nets down in Halle at the practice courts and you just walk there from the hotel. So it's super easy. And all of a sudden, the 10 workers come back out at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, they're shutting everything down. And instead of taking everything away, they're setting up one of the courts. They're putting the net back up. They're taking the tarp off, all these things. And we're that's kind of strange. What's happening right here? And Rafa was coming out to practice. And it was it was Monday. It was less than 24 hours since he had won the French. And he was coming out there to practice. I was this man is an absolute animal. And I believe that was the year he also lost to Dustin Brown at Halle, first round Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So it's a hard tournament, but I was amazed that he was coming out Monday afternoon, 24 hours after hoisting another French Open title to go out and get his reps in on the grass. It's just another reason why he's just an absolute professional and takes his craft so seriously.
I'm glad they've got 3 weeks in between the two now. So guys like Alcaraz who win Roland Garros can go to Ibiza for 3 days and celebrate before they get on the grass. It's you can't just win a major and then pop over and start practicing on grass. The Queen's Trophy, by the way, I don't know if you ever seen it. It's
it's huge.
This big. Yeah, but you don't get that. Then they send this little replica plate. It kind of
is it a plate? Sucked. It's not like the trophy?
No, it's a little plate. They sent me mine. It was broken.
Oh, that's right. It was
shattered.
Then
I sent it back, and they sent me another one that still has a big chip in it. So my Queen's Trophy has a massive chip in it in the
that's
cabinet.
That's right.
Now.
I remember that.
But yeah, I wish we got that massive one. Just so everyone knows, we've talked about this. The U.S. Open mixed doubles this year is the week before the U.S. Open during the qualies. 16 teams, 8 teams are in based on their singles ranking only, and there's 8 teams that get in on a wild card, whoever the tournament chooses. Shortened format, it's a 2-day event. It's best of 3 set matches. and the sets are to four games, and it's no ad scoring, tiebreaker at four all, and a 10-point match tiebreaker in lieu of a third set. So these are
– I love this.
These first rounds are going to take, you know, 35, 40 minutes. The final will be a best-of-three-set match to six games featuring no ad scoring with a tiebreaker at six all in lieu of a third set. It's going to be awesome. All matches are going to be played on Arthur Ashe Stadium, on Armstrong Stadium.
It's going to be great.
No, the 2 days. I love that format. Like, I am –
And they have done an incredible job with Fan Week in general now. Like, just the amount of people that are there, it's remarkable. And it's just going to grow now with this event being in that week. You are going to get the stars playing competitive, real-life matches in a not-as-serious manner when they do step on those courts for singles.
Yeah. No, I know. All right. With that, let's bring – Isner's here. Sox here. Let's bring him in. We're gonna give everyone the list of the entry teams that have signed up so far for the 2025 mixed doubles at the U.S. Open. This isn't breaking news, but – what I have in front of me is the list of entries for the 2025 U.S. Open mixed doubles. As we know, the format changed this year. It's the week before the U.S. Open during that quali week. It's now going to be 16 teams, 2 days. Half the teams are in on ranking, and by ranking, I mean their singles ranking. The other teams are wild cards. So there's eight teams in on singles ranking only, and there's eight teams that are going to get in on wild cards. Let me start here. I love it. Do you guys love this?
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, 100% yes.
This is going to be like lightning watching this thing. So I'm about to read this. I have the entry kind of lit. The teams have signed up. This isn't necessarily saying these teams are all going to play and commit. And it's also not, we could get more teams. Some new teams could come in and bump out. But what I'm about to read off is the list of teams that are currently signed up for the U.S. Open mixed doubles. So first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the eight teams that are in based on their ranking. These players have signed up together. These are the eight teams that as of now are in on the ranking. Again, they could get bumped.
Should we guess it all or no?
We'll be here all day.
Yeah.
If we're guessing.
Yeah, 7-hour pod. I'm going to guess one team.
Guess one team.
Tsitsipas Badosa.
I'm going to guess another Sinner and Kalinskaya.
They're not dating anymore.
They're not dating anymore, Jack.
Are they not dating anymore?
Doesn't mean they can't play, but...
Doesn't mean they can't play.
In the pod, please.
I'm sticking with... How am I supposed to... I don't know the dating world.
It doesn't mean Jack's wrong.
It doesn't mean he's wrong.
I still think they're going to play.
They could still be friends.
Okay. Number one team. Qingwen Zhen, Jack Draper.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. I wonder... you never know. They might have the same agent or something like that.
I did not see that coming.
Number two. Yannick Sinner, Emma Navarro. We like that team.
Wow.
And like, well, what's the wow, John? Are you...
No, I just like, what's the connection there? Who texted who first?
Who asked who?
I would have guessed Sinner with like Paolini, right? Just Italian, you know.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm confused. I don't know how that came about.
Emma asking Sinner, that's an intimidating ask.
Yeah, yeah. That's but okay.
That's cool. Next one, Paolini Musetti.
Okay.
All right.
I don't, no offense to them, I don't see them taking the title.
No.
Paolini, very good at doubles, though. So he did win the French
Open. Yeah, so, yeah. I think they have a good chance.
Really?
She's gonna hit that second serve to Sinner, and what's going to happen?
They're both going
to
stay back.
Might be smart, actually.
Yeah, I want to, do you think, like, Paolini, like, she got Sinner or Musetti? Like, does she kind of, like, hold the cards, and, like, they both ask her, and she, hey, sorry, Yannick, I've committed to Musetti?
I don't think so.
Anyway, let's move on. This team, very not surprising. Jesse Pegula and Tommy Paul.
Yep, makes sense.
In on ranking, like just a good American thoroughbred team. Number five on ranking, Medvedev Andreeva.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's, I think makes we sense. Expected that one maybe.
Makes, yeah, that one makes a lot of sense.
Number six, this team could win it. Taylor Fritz, who's he playing with? Not an American.
Ooh, not an American?
Mm. Hold on.
Oh, Sabalenka.
No.
Ooh.
Think tall though. Tall, she's won a major.
Rybakina.
Rybakina.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Rybakina / Rybakina.
I mean, Taylor's looking at this like not like for fellowship, like he wants to check.
No. This is
He scoured the rankings and he's like, I like her serve. I like her back in return. I want Rybakina.
They won the tiebreak 10s in Indian Wells this year. Ooh, so like they're coming in, they're coming in hot. We also have Sabalenka and Dimitrov.
Huh.
I think Dimitrov's going to hold that team back.
That's what I think too. Like I feel like she, no offense, Grigor, I feel like Sabalenka could have done a little better. Who do we want Sabalenka playing with? If you could handpick her a partner.
Ben Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a nasty team.
Or Alcaraz would be crazy.
Shelton. I'm going to read Shelton's partner a little later. He's got a nasty partner.
Okay.
And then number nine on this list, number eight, I think, get in, but they're giving us nine. Madison Keys and Francis Tiafoe.
They'll have a good time. I don't think they'll win. I feel like Francis will be like, take it as an exhibition more than like a $500,000 paycheck.
They'll sell a lot of tickets together. There'll be a lot of people watching.
Francis is going to be, he's going to have a smile on his face, though. I can guarantee that.
For sure.
Okay. So those are the teams that have entered on their ranking. This next list I'm going to give you, missed the cut, was Zverev and Bencic.
Can Alex like repair? He can, right? Like, because he's three in the world, and if he, could he go to...
Yeah, I guess Ego. Until the list comes out. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you just get a wild card, right? That's why they have eight of them. They'll give them to him 2 days before, right? Or something like that.
That's true.
True. Yeah. So the teams I just read off are in on ranking. These next list of eight are teams that are asking for wild cards. Number one, Iga Świątek, Casper Ruud.
Why don't they just sign up?
Yeah.
They did. They're combined 23, and that wasn't higher than the previous eight teams I've read you.
What is Casper right now?
16 in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
After the French draft. Yeah.
List of teams like are...
It's like the Queen's list.
They're going to need like wild cards. Again, like this could change, but this is what we got. And Iga's ranked 7.
Yeah.
I don't love that team to make a run.
I don't like that team either.
All right. Next, we got the Badosa Tsitsipas.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Good call, Stevie. Good call.
Next, juicy little team here. Djokovic. And
somebody from his part of the world?
Yeah, someone from his part of the world where his country lives. Tall.
Wait, go with that again.
Country
say?
Lives.
Danilovic. You guys weren't gonna get that.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's a guaranteed wild card.
Danilovic is sneaky good. Sneaky good lefty, like they're gonna
Yeah, that's true.
Next team, Alcaraz.
Oh wow.
And
Raducanu.
Sam. You're on to something.
Sam's hot take is going to pay off eventually.
That's a good one right there. Oh, man. All right. Next, we have Shelton and best doubles player in the world. Best female doubles player in the world.
Taylor Townsend.
Yep. Taylor Townsend.
That's just like a really good team.
I feel like they're like a top two favorite.
Yes. I think they're a top two favorite. Next.
They would also be getting a wild card, Ben and Taylor.
Arani just won the doubles and mixed doubles at the French Open. And our friend and Ben Shelton's friend, Vavasori.
They they won the U.S. Open last year. And they were they were big proponents of... They didn't like the change, so we'll see what happens.
There's no chance.
Yeah, they like
they
the
get
change
in.
If
there's
they get zero, in and win $500,000.
Exactly.
Zero chance they're in this tournament this year, right? There's zero chance.
I think there's more than a 0% chance they're in this tournament.
God, there's no way.
They won the U.S. Open last year. They just won the French. Like
they're not getting a wild card.
Okay, then they're not getting in.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know she was still playing tennis.
I'll be interested to see.
All right. And we got one more. Osaka.
Kyrgios. Yeah.
Is Kyrgios, he doesn't even play tennis anymore, so I don't know. They probably get one.
If there's eight wild cards, it's probably...
We still got time, though. Again, this is just like the kind of the list as of now. I think the cutoff, I don't exactly know when it is. These teams could get bumped with ranking and wild cards. But all those teams that were just read are the kind of teams that have at least signed up to play mixed doubles at the U.S. Open.
Jack, did you ask for a wild card?
Yeah. Jack, did you ask for a wild card?
Do you think they give the 2011 champ a wild card in 2025?
That wasn't the question.
Well, no. Did you ask? Did you put a formal request in?
Well, that was like a hint answer. Maybe I did.
You did? With who?
No, I didn't. Absolutely not.
It's okay if you did.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
No. It's okay if you did. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's okay. Shit, it's $500,000 if you win, man.
I know. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. Throw your name in there.
If I thought I had any shot, I would put my name in the hat. Like, I think you have a legitimate shot to get a wild card.
I think I could have a chance, but if I need to hit tennis balls more than once in the last almost 2 years,
I think if like
you got 2 months,
you'd have to have if Serena agreed to play with you, you're in.
Yeah,
that would help.
I would love to see Jack in there though.
Serena would get in with Vavasori if she wanted to play.
Serena Maybe would Jack, get in with a piece of paper if she wanted.
We
to.
Need if Jack okay. should just mill around week one on site, see if there's a late pullout. Yeah. Maybe he can get in as a lucky loser. Lucky loser, you get some. Get some per diem, maybe?
Do like on-site sign up every day?
Go see Wait Keith? For... Get shot by Keith?
Yeah, just...
Let's go around. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember all the teams. What's the most exciting team in everyone's mind?
Vavasori Arani.
Stop it.
Oh, it's for me, it's Emma and Sinner.
And Sinner? Maybe because that one's so outside the box. Like, exactly. No one saw that coming.
Yeah.
No, exactly. For me, it's Shelton and Taylor Townsend. They're going to be insane.
There we go. Couldn't remember.
Oh, there's the list. All right. I'm still going. I mean, Alcaraz Raducanu is just electric. Jack, most exciting team, and you can't pick anyone we've picked.
I'll go with Fritz and Rybakina and see it. Okay, yeah. Well, I was going to go with Alcaraz and Raducanu just to see what the sparks are out there.
I want to just know how these some of these conversations went.
Yeah, totally.
That's more of what I'm interested about right now, because how does Kinwen Zhang and Jack Draper partnership play out?
I'm guessing some sort of agency thing.
Yeah, I bet a lot of them are like that.
I would assume so as well, but like when Sam said that name first, I was, as Sam would say, shooketh.
So we got Badosa Tsitsipas dating. We don't have to name names. Are there any other teams in here we speculate possibly dating?
I think this is purely business for $1 million.
This is a business transaction.
This is a business
transaction. Yeah. All right, I'm pumped for that. I'll be watching. All right, we're going to do a segment now. I've got everyone in the top 12 in the world this week. And the segment idea is, if they weren't a tennis player, what would their job be? And we're kind of basing this on like looks, personality, what we would think. There's no rhyme or reason. We all have three players in the top 12. Everyone's got someone 1 through 4, 5 through 8, 9 through 12. And we're going to go around and say, if they weren't a tennis player, what would their job be? So who wants to go first? Do you want me, like,
this was your idea, this segment.
This is my idea.
Did you, the three players that you gave yourself?
And Sam handpicked his own team.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he did.
Because you had some good ones for these guys?
Yeah, so the players that I chose, I sent out a list of everyone's players. And yes, that is because I personally chose my three, and then I gave you guys all players at random.
Should we go one each around and then?
Yeah, we'll go around. I'll go first if we want. I have... I'll start with Alcaraz. If Alcaraz was not...
You
want
to be Eni? I'll be Eni.
I'll be Eni. If Alcaraz was not a tennis player, I see him as like a high, like a cabana boy at like a nice French side in Ibiza at like a nice hotel, right? Is that not?
I can see that.
Yeah, like oil it up.
With like a fresh haircut
oil it up
the
guests? Yeah, it's 100%. Alcaraz's job, he's not a tennis player. All right, we'll go to Jack next. Jack has Sinner.
Sinner for my first one. No rhyme or reason. I don't know why his look, and I'm not basing this with hair color or anything either. And I haven't seen a whole lot of personality. He reminds me of like a theme park employee that like hands out like this stuff.
Who is that? Who is that?
Sinner.
Oh, like when you win a game and he gives you a prize.
That's a good
just,
one, dude.
He just stands there because he's always got just a plain face on and not
that
like
is good.
He actually hates his job.
I won't be able to top that.
Wow, that's good. All right, let's go to John. You have Zverev.
Okay, I went with a supporting actor in the Pirates of the Caribbean series.
That's pretty good.
Not the main. Supporting actor in the Pirates of the Caribbean series.
Oh man, that's amazing. All right, we're over to Stevie. Stevie has Taylor Fritz, not a tennis player. What would Taylor Fritz be?
I would have him as like the doorman bouncer at like a frat house. Just denying people entry. You know, he's living out his college days still. You know,
that's
just
pretty good.
Good looking guy, just manning the door, making sure only good things come through that door.
That is good looking people through the door. All right, you want to just go back to me, or do you guys want to
back to you, Sam.
I'll go to me. I have Jack Draper. I have him as a fitness guru, like a strength and conditioning coach at like a high end hotel. That's like not afraid to like hit on your girl when they're.
You don't want your wife to book a session with them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
She wants to continue sessions every week, and you don't know why.
Yeah. So that's Draper. All right, we're gonna go. Jack now has Tommy Paul. A lot of options for Tommy Paul.
A lot.
Yeah, I have Tommy Paul as a. Like a local kind of like living off of nothing down in like the Florida Keys, a fishing tour guide, like a fishing charter guide.
That's a good one.
That's realistic.
It's realistic. It's and like it, I could just
minimalist.
See him like, yeah, just living like a little hut on the beach and just like taking people out for the best fishing charters.
Yeah.
That's actually good and real. Isner's got Djokovic.
Like, I feel like this should be easy. I kind of struggled with this one. I don't know why. I'm going to go nightclub DJ. For Novak.
Yeah, I can see
He's got great energy. He's like not scared to do anything. Unbelievable person. I can see him spinning the disc. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
He kind of dressed as well.
He dressed as well. And in Belgrade, they like their nightclubs.
So. That's true.
And his last name starts with DJ. So he could be like DJ, DJ. That'd be sick.
Jack. You're a genius. Didn't you think about
that's
that?
Good.
That's right.
Stevie, you have Musetti.
I struggled with this one, but I feel like he's just so smooth. He's a luxury salesman of some kind, whether it be fashion or cars. I just imagine him sitting out front with
that's good.
You know, sipping on an espresso with like somebody walking through the door, and he just gets up calmly, smoothly, and just sells them a nice, you know, piece of art, nice car, a luxury handbag, something of that kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd buy something from him.
And he's Italian, which helps, right? Like it's...
That's good. All right, back to me. I had Medvedev. If Medvedev wasn't a tennis player, I kind of had like two here. They're kind of the same. I can see him as like, I picture him wearing a turtleneck at all time with glasses and like he's a tortured chess master. Or he's like teaching like, you know, 16th century European history at like an Ivy League school as a professor.
Yeah, I like both of those. Those are pretty good. Like the small glasses.
And maybe the chess is on the side. The small glasses, and just mad at all the students.
Turtleneck is key there.
Turtleneck, always.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Very good.
All right, we're going back to Jack. You got Holger Rune.
Well, I see this is solely based on like how he like walks around the court all like brute like, and he's always, it seems like he's always like in like on a mission. So I have him as in full training for that Metrics World Strongest Man competition.
Yeah, he does have
you
like
see
a,
those like has oh, the belt. Yeah. He has like the belt around. Yeah. He kind of has that face like that, like yeah. And that
he's
walk.
Doing
that he
this
has.
One where he holds it.
Yeah,
he's got
exactly.
The walk.
Yeah, man, and he seems very intense. So
that's solid. John now has Ben Shelton.
Yeah, I have him as the like obnoxious college football fan, specifically from the University of Florida.
Like no job, just fan.
Like he wears jorts, and if you know anything about the SEC, you know that University of Florida fans wear jorts. And I saw a photo of him rocking jorts, so I'm going with obnoxious college football fan for Ben Shelton.
All right, spot on. And Stevie with the last one, Alex Demonauer.
This one, for some reason, when you sent me this list, the only thing I can think of, and it like hasn't changed my opinion, I just picture him being like a disciple of Steve Irwin and just being in the outback somewhere, just taming alligators and all kinds of animals. I don't know why. Yeah. I can't get like his accent out of, I know it's like an Australian theme, but I just see him as like one of his like kids just out there just fixated with the wildlife and just taking it by storm.
That's pretty good. I think my favorite one is Jack called Sitter the working at the theme park with the best. That was so good.
I don't know how that came to my mind, but I just that's just with the hair.
So get him over to like Cincinnati to whatever that theme park's called.
King's Island.
Oh.
That is good, Jack.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That was good. Those are alternate jobs for everyone in the top 12. That was funny. All right, that's it for the Friday show. If you got questions, go to nothingmajorshow.com. You can subscribe to us on YouTube, on the podcast apps. We're on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Nothing Major Show. We got merch. If you go to Tennis Warehouse, you can find, I think there's like a Nothing Major tab. We got hats. Big picture, we're going to try to get more stuff. We are just still figuring it out. But we got hats right now. These hats are awesome. Hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll be back next week.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.